This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. The University of Colorado Boulder is pushing back against a federal proposal that would expand data collection on international students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The proposal would require schools to gather more detailed information on students' financial support, online coursework, and on-campus jobs. Students younger than 18, it would require information on their legal guardians. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, Chancellor Justin Schwartz wrote that the changes would place significant and ongoing administrative burden on universities. CU Boulder, which has thousands of international students on visas, already monitors work hours and academic progress. Schwartz asked DHS to explain why the new data is necessary. The DHS hasn't replied yet. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a new master plan nearly complete for downtown Colorado Springs. Priorities include supporting small businesses, increasing housing diversity and mobility. Mark De La Torre helped present the information to City Council recently. He said one public request stood out from the rest.
One of the unifying elements amongst the whole public is access to a public bathroom when downtown. And we have a number of example restroom models that other downtown organizations operate around the country as points of consideration in the plan. Kind of pairing with some of those other elements around safety and cleanliness and the bathroom.
The plan comes from Downtown Development. It's expected to be finalized and released early next year. Downtown Development is a part of Downtown Partnership, which is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.